In this week's Throwback Thursday, also known as Where Are They Now, we hear from the owner of a social media agency who works as a matchmaker between online creators and brands who pay for coverage. Hey friends, welcome to Side Hustle School. Chris Guillebeau here. Last week in this segment, we heard from the owner of a 3D printing design service. Along the way, he adapted to new technologies and reached more customers. Today, as noted, we're going to talk about social media, specifically how do influencers or creators, how do they connect with brands when they're looking to do sponsorship, when they're looking to monetize or otherwise network, do some business development, biz dev, as they say. Well, typically they work with agencies or go-betweens. Some people do it, you know, completely on a DIY basis, but if you're really trying to make this a career, and if you really have a good enough platform, then it's usually better for an agency to do it. The brands are actually happy with that too. The brands prefer it. The creators prefer it. So you need people to fill that role, people or companies. There are a lot of people doing this in different ways. We first featured Taylor's story a few years ago. Let's hear a bit from her about what's happened since. Definitely a lot of changes in the world of social media, agency, brand management, etc. So over to Taylor. I'll be back at the end with a quick little wrap-up.
Hello again. I'm Taylor, founder of a social media sponsor matchmaking agency. Reflecting on the growth of my agency over the years, I'm reminded of the specific partnerships and campaigns that have shaped our success and reputation in the industry. When I started, it was with a vision to bridge the gap between individual creativity and brands' needs on platforms like Instagram. One of our earliest successes was with an Instagram travel influencer known for her stunning landscape photography and travel tips. We paired her with an emerging outdoor gear brand that focused on sustainability. The campaign they created together was not just visually captivating, but also deeply aligned with both their values. Emily's post, featuring the brand's eco-friendly hiking gear against the backdrop of national parks, resonated strongly with her followers, resulting in a significant boost in the brand's online engagement and sales. This partnership set a benchmark for our agency and highlighted the importance of authentic alignment in sponsorships. It wasn't just about finding a brand with a budget or an influencer with a large following. It was about creating a narrative that felt genuine and engaging. Another memorable campaign involved a fitness influencer known for his motivational content and community-focused approach. We connected him with a health food company launching a new line of protein bars. The synergy was immediate. Marco's genuine enthusiasm for the product, showcased through a series of workout and day-in-the-life posts, helped catapult the brand into the spotlight with the fitness community on Instagram. These experiences honed our approach and services. We started offering more than just matchmaking. We began guiding content strategy, ensuring that each post, story, and campaign genuinely reflected the influencer's style and the brand's message. We also hosted workshops for influencers, helping them understand how to build sustainable partnerships without compromising their personal brand. The key to our success has been understanding the evolving landscape of social media. Trends change, algorithms update, but the need for authentic connection remains constant. Our data-driven approach, combined with a keen eye for genuine partnerships, has helped us stay ahead in this dynamic space. For anyone aspiring to enter the world of social media sponsorships, remember that authenticity is your greatest asset. In a world crowded with content, genuine stories and partnerships stand out. Today, my agency is more than a business. It's a hub where creative talents meet the right opportunities. We've seen influencers grow into powerful digital creators and brands develop a meaningful online presence. It's been a process of connecting dots that sometimes even the algorithm can't see. A process of crafting stories that resonate and inspire.
One thing I wanted to mention, in addition to Taylor's comments, or maybe just to kind of pick up on the last note she said, leverage data to inform your matchmaking decisions. And then she also said something about how it's not just about numbers. So here's the thing. What if you are someone who has an engaged audience, but it's not a particularly large audience? Well, in some ways, that can be a challenge because there are brands that are looking for just the biggest possible number. And, you know, that's what determines the support you get and such. But other brands are a little bit savvier and they understand that sometimes the biggest number doesn't mean everything. You can have a really engaged audience. What you want to do is make sure you really understand your audience and can make a pitch based on, like, here's why the audience matters, right? Maybe it doesn't have 100,000 followers or, you know, 500,000 followers or whatever the number is, but you're working in a field that is underrepresented, perhaps, or your message is reaching people that might not otherwise be able to hear about the brand's campaigns and such. So that is definitely an approach you can take. And I've seen a number of people do it. So basically, it's not a race to get the most followers, just to be clear, especially like as brands and agencies become more sophisticated. Just a little note from me there. Big thanks to Taylor for sharing those updates with us. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. Of course, we've got notes for every episode, resources on the website, and a new episode every day. Thanks for listening to today's. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.